All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. We made it. It is 6:10 and it's Friday.
Yes.
And the sun is shining in downtown Hartford. I'm looking out the window. It's reflecting off the buildings. And boy, I wish I was outside right now.
It just
looks beautiful. Sunny temperatures in the 80s today. And we're going to have a great weekend, too. Sunday's going to be perfect weather. Tomorrow is going to be a little spotty rain in the morning, but then nice as well.
All right. I can deal with that.
Beautiful. All right. So Zoe in Hartford is standing by. She wants to be on Second Date Update, which means she obviously went on a great first date recently.
Okay.
And made a connection and really wants to see this person again, but she's been ghosted and wants to know why.
It's like a new style, new era of dating.
She's not happy about it. And I know a lot of people in lockdown finally going out on these first dates and making a connection. Then you get ghosted. You're like, what the hell? In the past, you might have been like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, but now you're like, wait a minute. We made a connection. It's been a long time. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Zoe, and then we're going to call her date and find out why she got ghosted. Second Date Update coming up next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time, Walmart, for Second Date Update. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
All right, Second Date Update. You go on a first date, and it's fantastic, right? And you really want to see this person again, but you get ghosted. You call us and we get answers. This morning, we're going to Hartford, or staying in Hartford, right around the corner. Zoe is standing by to tell us about a great first date she had. Good morning, Zoe.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Oh my gosh, I hope we can get you answers today.
Thank you. I love this show so much.
Oh my God, we love you. hopefully you'll love us just as much, you know, after we figure out why you're not getting a call back from your date.
Yeah.
So, all right. The producer says you went on a date with a guy named Ethan. Tell me about this date. Before I call and ask him what the hell's going on, I want to hear what you thought about the date.
So, we had an amazing time. I met this guy at a restaurant.
Yep.
And I was there with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And he was so cute. And we started talking. And he asked me out for that next weekend.
Oh.
So we went back to the same restaurant for cocktails the following week.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was awesome. I don't understand. Like, we had this, like, this real connection, and we were flirting, and, like, we were obviously into each other.
Okay.
But I haven't heard from him since, and I have no idea why. I even texted him, and no response.
All right.
And
And there was flirting. You could feel that there was a connection and flirting
Absolutely, there was flirting. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just me. We were having a great time.
Conversation
was good.
Like,
I wonder if he's sick or something.
Yeah, that's it.
What, Walmart?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
That sounded rude. He could be sick. Could be miscommunication. Maybe he tried to call her or text her and it didn't go through. You don't know.
I know. I hope we can get to the bottom of it.
He's being so sarcastic right now. Listen, Zoe, this is what we'll do. I'm going to call Ethan. And we're just going to ask him to be honest. I just want to know why he hasn't reached out to you. Maybe he's just waiting, you know? Maybe he's just waiting to return your call or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Hang tight, Zoe. We're going to call Ethan. I'm going to just ask him to be honest. You're going to be listening in at any point. If you want to jump in and talk to Ethan, you can, okay?
Okay.
All right. She sounded fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's miscommunication. These guys are going on a second date, trust me. And I'm going to pick up the tab. Oh, they're going to love it. Let's do it. All right. Let's do this.
Hey, hello?
Oh, well, hello. Is Ethan there?
Speaking.
Hi, Ethan. It is Courtney.
Hey, Eazy-E. It's Walmart.
Okay. We are calling from calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio. I got to let you know that first of all.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Ethan. If you're not familiar with the show, we have a feature called Second Date Update. If somebody goes on a great first date, they have a connection, they really like this person, and they want to see this person again, but they get ghosted, they call us and we get answers. You're on Second Date Update, Ethan, because of a fantastic first date you went on.
With who?
Okay. Well, see, a lot of guys go on a lot of first dates, Walmart Jeff, and I'm just going to remind you of a first date. Zoe called us, said you guys went to a restaurant for like happy hour or drinks. She said the date was amazing. She had a blast. Super connection. She actually said there was flirting both ways. And I don't know if she said she reached out to him? Either way, she's been waiting to hear from you, Ethan, for a second date. She'd love to see you again. So
yeah, boy, I just I'm recalling that date, okay. And what I remember about that date is that I could not wait for it to end. So I'm not sure what she's talking about.
Wait a minute. Why couldn't you couldn't wait for it to end?
Yeah.
Okay, but why? Tell me why. She thought it was the best date ever. What happened?
I'm sure she did.
Okay.
So when I show up, she's already there. Yep. Like we met at a restaurant.
Yep.
She's already there, and her friends are already at the bar. Like, I assumed I was going to go out with just her, and she's there, and her friends are at the bar, and her friends are getting wasted.
Okay.
Like, totally wasted.
Okay.
They're the typical obnoxious group of girls who are laughing and... I'm surprised she even knew I was there. She was talking to them more than she was even talking to me. It's just obvious. It's like, this is the first time that we've been out since quarantine, and we're going to go crazy, and we don't care about anybody else. It was just, right. I don't know. It's just like, yeah.
So you did not feel a connection?
Well, I don't even think I had a chance to feel a connection because I was just the eighth wheel with her and her seven other friends.
Okay. All right. Ethan, I'm going to bring Zoe in. She's been listening. Zoe, you didn't tell us your friends were there?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I can't even believe that I wanted to go on a second date with you. How rude. I introduced you to everyone, and everyone tried to talk to you. Like, these are my girls.
Yeah, you just were trying to combine two different days, okay? You were having a girl's night and you were having a date. And those are two separate days. They're not the same day.
Okay.
No, those girls are awesome. And all they wanted to do was sit around and talk to you. They asked you all kinds of questions. They bought you shots. Like, you're welcome,
man. I'm not speed dating your friends. I'm there to hang out with you. I'm not there to hang out with your friends and be grilled constantly. Be like, what do? Why are you going to treat her good? Why do you think you're good enough for Zoe? Okay. Why do you think you're a good enough guy for her than talking about your ex? And just, we're not in eighth grade where it's a group hang. I'm an adult. I'm there.
Well, you know what? I'm a package deal.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a package deal with these girls. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, then fine. Good luck finding a guy who wants to date eight girls simultaneously who all think he's not good enough for their friend.
Okay. Sign me up, actually. I wouldn't mind hooking
up
with eight women.
Stop. Okay, so...
You don't hook up with them. That's the catch. They all just hate you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I don't know if you guys are... Here's the thing. I feel like it's miscommunication. Zoe, I understand that I'm kind of leaning towards Ethan. He wanted to take you out, get to know you. It's a first date. Your friends were there. I think he's right when he says it should be two separate things. Would you guys consider going on another date and I'll pick up the tab but no friends or just no?
No, how boring is he? Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought I'd offer, but all right. So you know what, Zoe, you continue to have fun with your friends. I'm sure you're going to meet somebody awesome that'll fit right in. And Ethan, thank you so much for just being honest.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks.
Sure.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Hollywood time. Well, instead of her daily twirling Instagram videos that we love, Walmart Chef.
Yes, we do.
Britney Spears answered questions from her 30 million followers yesterday, including, will she ever take the stage?
Am I ready to take the stage again? Am I going to take the stage again? Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea. I'm having fun right now. I'm a transition in my life, and I'm enjoying myself.
And if you're wondering, she's also a size 7. That's her shoe size. She answered
really?
That question.
I was.
Britney is basically on a work strike. She said a while back that as long as her dad is the conservator, she won't work.
Oh, so yeah, that's right.
I feel like, and next week they go to court to try and get him off the conservatorship. So I think that's why she threw that question in there.
Gotcha.
Like, just hinting around. But you can see her answer a bunch of questions at kiss957.com/Courtney. Billie Eilish's boyfriend Matthew is the latest to get called out for posting hate messages in the past. In a message posted to Instagram, he wrote, "I want to apologize for the things I wrote on social media in the past. The language I used was hurtful and irresponsible." He says, "I take full responsibility and continue to hold myself accountable for every single action." And finally, not really holding herself accountable for this mess, Rihanna surprising her fans with the latest Fenty design, butt cleavage leggings.
What is that?
It's like workout pants,
okay,
but they're totally open for your butt crack. So they cover everything but your butt crack.
Cover everything but
but
your butt crack.
So it kind of looks, you know what? Plumbers might like these. They might like these. I'm not sure I'd want to go to the gym and do any squats in them or anything like that. But they're breaking the internet. The photos are going viral. Check it out. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
Love it. All the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Walmart Jeff, it is Friday. The sun is shining. 6:51. Time for good news. We bring you good news every single weekday at this time. And if you've got good news to share with us, maybe something is happening over the weekend that's making you smile. 860-247-9570. I've got good news. If you like to travel and you're on a budget.
All right.
Airbnb is looking for 12 travelers to spend a year living in their home rentals worldwide and just letting them know, like writing, giving them the review.
Oh, nice.
To letting them know how they can make things better. And you get to travel. The company will cover the cost of the accommodations and your living expenses. And they're also going to give you an allowance for transportation for an entire year.
That's really cool.
So basically, you're working for Airbnb, traveling and staying in all of their places. And if you want to apply, all you have to do is go to the Airbnb website and apply right now. That is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is for dads this weekend.
Yes.
Sunday is Father's Day.
It is.
If you didn't know.
Yep.
And the good news for dad is that Planet Fitness did a study, and they say that 69% of women actually find the dad bod attractive. 59% of women said they prefer a man with a dad bod to someone who is really muscular.
Yes, I've been telling you that for years.
And dad bods are the new six-pack.
Yes, yes. That whole shave your chest and get pumped up, that's out, guys.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time and stress out and eat your brown rice and tuna and then shave your chest every other day. That's not in.
I always look at those guys, then I look at myself, and I'm like, you know, that guy's probably not going to go get a large pizza, eat it all to himself, and have a six-pack of beer tonight.
He's probably not going to do that is right.
No.
He's got to be exhausted from all the maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guys like that, I mean, hey, it's great you're in shape and stuff like that, but I'm guessing, and please don't take this the wrong way, I'm guessing you're not really fun to be around.
I don't know. I enjoy the dad bod, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah.
And for you, it's easy to maintain.
Yeah, it's easy to maintain.
Don't worry about it.
All I do is wear t-shirts. That's all you really need.
I love it. All right. If you've got good news, share with us. Maybe you want to say happy Father's Day early to your dad. 860-247-9570. All right, let's get your good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Inez.
Inez, welcome to the show. Do you have good news for us?
I do. My dad's last day of work is today. He's finally retiring.
Oh, wow. My God, Inez. And what is he retiring from?
He's a quality control manager at OK Industries. He's been there for 27 years, and he finally gets to enjoy his retirement in Dominican Republic.
Oh, my God. Does he need anybody to go with him? Because, like,
I know, right? They're building a house with a pool. I'm so excited. I have a new vacation place.
Oh, my. And what's your dad's name?
Jose.
All right. Well, congratulations on your retirement, Jose, and happy early Father's Day. Inez, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. You can share your good news, 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. This is Justine from Rocky Hill.
Oh, Justine, welcome to the show. Do you have good news?
Well, I have no good news, but I was listening to you, and I was like, you know what? Let me reach out, and I just want to wish my dad happy Father's Day.
Yes.
He is so incredible.
Yes.
He is just an awesome father to my brothers and I, and he's just remarkable, and I just want to just reach out and say, like, how special he is.
I love it. What's your dad's name?
Joe.
Happy early Father's Day, Joe. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. He works for Stop and Shop in Berlin. He's a meat cutter there. So anybody that's out there, go out there and say happy Father's Day to him.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. I love that so much. Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Courtney. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. It's Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Time to call my mother, Gail. Stun gun pop quiz. The stun gun is charged up and ready. She has to answer questions about the show all week. And if she gets them wrong, I get to stun Walmart
Jeff.
She
fails every week.
And she's coming. She's coming to take care of me next week, Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Gail will be in town. I'm making her take a COVID test, though, because I think she's out partying. I don't know.
Well, as the executive of
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Good morning.
Whoa. Hello. Hi, Mom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
So, and what's up?
Mommy, are you ready to come and take care of me next week?
Oh, I can't wait. I want to come now.
I hung bells on my bed so that I can just ring them and you can come running.
Oh, my God. I'll do it, too.
I know you will.
Best of luck to you, Gail.
I know. No, Courtney's not. She's very independent.
Oh,
she worries about her mommy as much as everything else.
I'm taking advantage of this. I'm just letting you know. I got a tray and everything. I'm going to make you carry stuff to the bedroom in a breakfast tray.
Hey, Courtney.
And I love it.
Courtney, send the bell back so I can use it.
I don't know if she'll bring it back. She'll throw it out the car window on the way home, Dad.
Yeah,
you're right, Court.
All right, let's do it. Stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. Question number one, what's the number one thing dads want for Father's Day this year?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Don't forget, you have Dad. My dad, JP, is a backup. Maybe he knows. Maybe Dad knows what.
Baba, what is it? No. What did Dad want this year?
There's a lot of appeal, a lot of commotion.
A hand-drawn card. Dad says a hand-drawn card.
Wow!
I knew that was wrong. I don't know why I went with it.
That's right.
That was right.
That is the right buzzer.
Oh, you're kidding.
Dads want a card. It could be hand-drawn. It doesn't matter. As long as it's a card, that's the number one thing dads want for Father's Day.
Well, you just guessed that.
I know. I've asked that for years. That's all I wanted.
But you did guess at that.
Anyway, let's move on to question number two. And feel free. Dad's your lifeline. You should be going to him. Even if he's making a guess, he's getting it right.
All right.
All right. Stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. Name one state in the top five for working dads. Name one.
Connecticut.
Yes.
That was a good one. I knew it.
Yes. Yes. Massachusetts, Washington, D.C. is in the list. New Jersey is in the list. Minnesota and Connecticut comes in at number five.
I heard that.
All right. Listen. You,
I'm doing well.
You could get all three. Now, this is the one you really need to answer properly. You need to know this for next week. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because next week I go in for surgery. If anybody's just tuning in, St. Francis, Tuesday, I'm going in for surgery for like a lymph node thingamajig. Anyway, Mom, who do I want on my healthcare proxy to make decisions for me should I not be able to when I go into surgery next week?
Your mother and your father. Me. What?
Nope.
Oh.
I have made the decision and decided on the air that Walmart Jeff will be my healthcare proxy.
Really?
Walmart Jeff is going to make all my healthcare decisions should I not be able to.
Well, then he's going to have to pass by me.
Paperwork has to be done with sending you?
No, I already took care of all my paperwork on my end. I had my legal team, this guy Fitzy, look everything over.
Well, we shall see.
Yes, right. We shall.
All right. All right, then. Anyway, Mom, you got 2 out of 3.
All right. Well, that's not bad.
That's not horrible. And I know, Mom, real quick, you're going to be maybe checking in with Walmart Jeff next week.
I will.
Because she'll be with me. She'll actually be with me, probably in bed with me. Because okay. I know my mom.
Yes, they will.
And if I can't talk, are you okay calling Walmart Jeff and doing an update on the air?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. He's your best buddy.
Keep your phone on. Keep the ringer on. I will be calling you.
And keep the phone charged.
And Courtney, Walmart's a good choice for it. I've heard him on the air say he didn't want any negative vibes coming over the radio for you.
That's right. That's right. He's going to make some good decisions for me. All right. Well, listen, Mom, I will see you soon because I can't wait. I am so glad that you're going to be here to take care of me. And I
can't wait to get there. I love you so much.
I love you, too. Have a great day. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 7:23. The weather for today, sunny and beautiful, temps in the 80s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so I didn't really find the man from Nantucket. I was just joking about that.
Oh, my God. That was like clickbait?
Yeah, that was total clickbait,
because I would have clicked through the end on that one.
So today is today your last day that you're going to be on the air with me?
No.
No, you're going to be on Monday?
I'm going to be on Monday. I'm going to be on the air Monday from home. So Tuesday I go to St. Francis for surgery for just possible thyroid cancer. But I am taking a COVID test because I'm not vaccinated. And plus, I think you have to take a COVID test before surgery anyway. So I take the COVID test And then I'm not going to be around people until I get my surgery.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to work from home on Monday.
Okay, cool.
Do you mind?
Yeah, no, I don't mind.
It'll keep my mind off things.
Yeah, that's good for me because it's just less work for me.
Yes, I'm going to work from home on Monday, and then after that, I'm out for a while. So please call, keep Walmart Jeff company, whatever. Just call him up, chit chat with him.
Yeah, I'll be here. So today is the last day I will see you.
For probably 3 weeks.
I do have a little something for you.
You do?
I do, yes.
Oh my God, is it going to be, am I going to like it? Is it Cheez-Its? I'm not going to be able to eat anything like that. I think it's soft food only. Better be Cheez-Its.
There are Cheez-Its.
Are there? No yes. way. Yeah. I can eat those right now though. Let me see. He's giving me a bag. It's a Christmas bag, but that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't splurge on actually buying like a real bag for you.
I'm so excited. What is that? What is this? Wait, what is this? A journal? Oh wait, you stole this from the promotions department?
I actually bought that. You got to turn it over.
It's a binder. It says, "We've examined your stool sample and it was delicious and it's two dogs on the cover. I love it." Oh my God, positive thoughts for Courtney. Wait a minute. What is this?
So basically what I did was there were a bunch of articles that hit like Radio Trade magazines.
Oh my goodness.
About Courtney's big announcement.
Really?
I printed that out and I also printed out all the positive messages.
Jeff, you're going to make me cry.
On our Facebook and Instagram. There's hundreds there. So
Amy Mitchell, Susan Sachs, Jill Zatowski, Joe Tironi. These are our listeners.
Yeah, so I figured you could read that on your way. Sorry about that.
Okay, and now, I almost cried, and now there's, like, photos of Walmart without his shirt, without his pants.
Yeah, but there's hundreds.
Oh, my God,
that you can read,
Bishop is in here.
On your way to the hospital.
Stop, Jeff, you're going to make me cry. Oh, and
there's
then
there's some stuff from my kids in there.
Oh, my God, there's a photo. Look how horrible. Is that how they see me?
Cash is six. He's 6 years old.
Oh, he drew this.
And he drew that.
Oh, my God, look how. He also drew Walmart Jeff, and I'm not quite sure what that looks like, but that's hysterical.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm going to read all these. These are Bob Maxson's in here.
Yeah, it's all the messages that if you post it on our Facebook page, the Kiss95.7 Facebook page, they're all in there.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Walmart Jeff, and thanks to everybody for all of these positive messages. I love it. Yeah. Now, are there really Cheez-Its in here?
There were Cheez-Its in there,
Yes, breakfast time.
Nice.
Oh, I love it, Walmart Jeff. I'm going to take a photo of this.
Cool.
Some photos, and then everybody can take a look at what Walmart Jeff just gave me. I'm going to post it on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. Love it. Yes, we're looking for caller 10 to play the match game with us right now. While you do that, let's do a little Hollywood. Arena Shake ran back to the arms of her ex-baby daddy, ex-boyfriend Bradley Cooper hours after Kanye West complained to the media that he wasn't getting attention for his new relationship. This girl, Arena, left Bradley Cooper to date Kanye West. Remember, weren't they just in Italy having this romantic vacation? Well, apparently Kanye West is upset that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are getting all the attention.
Oh, I gotcha.
He thought because he's in a new relationship, he'd be all over the news. But nobody really cared.
Sorry.
When the plane landed after their vacation, she ran back into the arms of Bradley Cooper, and I've got the photos.
Wow.
New York City yesterday with their 4-year-old daughter, and they look very cozy. Head over to kiss957.com to check those out. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom just dropping their first collaboration. It's a PSA that shows the horrors of a world without voting rights. They are unrecognizable in the ad that's set in the distant future.
It started when voter suppression ran wild all over America. The voting rights bills died in the Senate. Polling places closed. We lost our right to vote.
It's all to support For the People Act Voting Act, which is before Congress right now. You can see the PSA on our blog.
Yeah, I'll pass.
And finally, you might want to pass on this too. Yesterday I told you Cody Simpson put his music career on hold because he wanted to be a member of Australia's Olympic swimming team.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Aww.
He had a few good events this week. However, he finished dead last in yesterday's trials. So he is not on the Olympic team, Walmart Jeff?
Well, I mean, there still is hope. Like 25 people have to be injured for him to get on the team.
25? Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's probably not going to happen.
No.
He posted the news on his Instagram account thanking a lot of people and then saying he's psyched to get back into training and that he's going to continue his journey to the Olympics in 3 years.
Nice.
You can see that post at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:51. It is time for good news. Real short little good news. Walmart Jeff just gave me an awesome gift ahead of my surgery next week. And it's all your positive messages that you've sent me on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I put the photos up on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Check out the gift Walmart Jeff just gave me. But I do have good news, Walmart. If you feel like you want to travel, but you're on a limited budget, Airbnb looking for 12 travelers to spend a year living in their homes around the world.
Really?
And they're going to pay for everything. Obviously, pay for you to live in their homes. Wow. And they're going to pay for your transportation as well. And if you want to apply, just go to the Airbnb website.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They want people to travel, stay in their homes, and then write reviews for them so that they can improve things if they need to. But that is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is that Father's Day is on Sunday.
It is.
Don't forget to wish your dad a happy Father's Day. But my good news is 69% of women.
That's
69.
Odd. You made this up. What?
I did not. It's a Planet Fitness study.
Whatever.
69% of women actually enjoy the dad bod.
I've been telling you that for years. All you have to do is listen to me.
Yeah, they're saying the dad bod is the new six pack. A dad bod is a body where a guy maybe a little chubby or husky, as Courtney would like to say.
A husky man's a good man.
He's the type of guy that will eat a pizza, drink a six pack, and then put your air conditioner in when you ask them to.
Oh my God. Yes, yes, and yes, Walmart Jeff.
That's the example of a dad bod.
And I tell you what, a dad bod, I mean, and you would know, is easy to maintain.
Oh, so easy.
You're not like shaving your chest. You're not like trying to lift up heavy weights and like eating brown rice.
There are a lot of like chest pain clutching moments, though, that you can go through with a dad bod.
Totally different.
Gotcha.
All right. If you've got good news, we love to hear it. We want you to share your good news with us right now. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jen.
Jen, welcome to the show. What's your good news, Jen?
Me and all my Springfield teachers, today is our first day of summer break.
Yay! Yay! Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. What school? Is it all of Springfield?
All of Springfield. We finished yesterday. Yep.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. First of all, thank you for everything that you do, and I hope you have a wonderful break. You deserve it.
Yeah, much deserved this year. Thank you. You've gotten us through a lot, that's for sure, listening to you on the way to work.
Well, we appreciate it, and the teachers have certainly gotten us through a lot, too. So thank you so much. Enjoy your break, and thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Share your good news, 860-247-9570.